Good morning. Coming up next week, of course, we have Memorial Day, and it looks like Memorial Day is going to be just a beautiful day next Monday. Of course, we have the Veterans Memorial Services at the park, brought to you by the Northfield VFW and American Legion clubs here in town, and also an event coming up a little bit later on, right after that, put on by the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon campaign, and we have a couple of members of the campaign with us now, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon program, Dana Graham. Dana, good morning.
Good morning.
And we also have Carrie Peterson with us. Carrie, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning.
Tell us, now we've talked with Dana Graham, of course, who's been instrumental in the whole program since its inception with your role as mayor back then. But let's talk about you, Carrie. How did you get involved in this? Tell us a little bit about your background.
I actually am an Air Force veteran myself, way back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband and I are both veterans. And two of our sons are actually currently enlisted in the United States Air Force right now, active duty. So I've always had a passion for the military and for veteran programs. And so a friend of mine, Tanya Mullenhauer, was actually catering for the veteran celebration last mm-hmm. Veterans Day. And she told me about it, and I had not known about the program before that. So I went there, and it was amazing, just an amazing honoring day for them. And so I got plugged into Beyond the Yellow Ribbon.
Boy, it sounds like just a very natural progression for you.
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely. So I'm happy to be a part of it.
And Carrie also does work for us, too.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Carrie, tell us about that.
So I handle the media department. A lot of it is social media. I'm passionate about helping people learn about the program and spreading the word, because I think a lot of people don't know what they offer, what services they offer, how they serve the veteran and active duty military community, you know, the families. So I'm very passionate about them, you know, spreading the word, getting the word out. So.
All right. What do you, the media part and the social media, is that uh-huh. something you do in a regular line of work? Or
I
is
do.
That,
okay. I co-own a company, SuperiorReach.com,
uh-huh.
and that's what we do. We help companies, and so it just is natural for me to help them with different campaigns and, you know, getting the word out across communities. So.
All right. And so far, the year that you've been involved has been a fruitful year, I take it?
It's amazing. It's just amazing how big the network is, and the possibilities to serve our veterans is phenomenal. And I think it's underutilized for sure, and I think a lot of people don't know about it. So I just want to help them get the word out. So that's my main goal.
All right. Let's talk about the event you have coming up. Of course, it's Memorial Day. Folks, and if you've never gone to the Memorial Day services, really, it's just a wonderful thing. Northfield's American Legion VFW does such a great job of putting that on. Veterans Memorial Park is just the perfect setting. Mm-hmm. The weather is going to be at between 9 and 10 o'clock on Monday, probably about 70 degrees and sunny. So you couldn't ask for anything more. Dana, maybe you can tell us what the event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, as you said, Jeff, I mean, it's first of all, the ceremony is beautiful. It's one of the greatest honors that I had as mayor was to speak at that ceremony. And it's very touching, very moving, and very meaningful. But as far as Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, we are hosting a lunch immediately following the ceremony, so approximately 10 o'clock or so, right at Veterans Park under the shelter that's there, so people can just walk right over, and we'll be serving up hot dogs and pulled pork sandwiches and coffee and water and chips and we have a crew of people that have worked very hard on this and. The other thing is we have so many companies that donate the food to us, too. It's absolutely free. Of course, we will have a little free will donation basket there for anyone who wants to help, but it's absolutely free. We want to do this for the community. We want to do this for our veterans, and this is our second year doing it. Last year we served, and the weather wasn't quite as good as what you're talking about, last year we served approximately 250 people, and maybe we can top that this year.
Well, with the way the forecast is looking right now, and granted that's still 6 days out, but it looks like it is going to be nicer weather.
Yeah,
Carrie, you'd mentioned you have a couple of sons in active duty. Are
Correct.
They from Northfield? Are they originally Northfielders?
Yes, we lived here about 10 years. and they went to Northfield High School and all that good stuff. One is stationed in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is stationed in California.
All right. Is that, so they've, you know, have they ever had the occasion where they've need services provided by a company or an outfit like that?
My son that went overseas for a period of time, he mm-hmm. is not married. But I think that my husband was deployed at some points. And it's nice to support those families, the moms, the children, the family, that as they're deployed, there's needs that arise, whether it's a car need, you know, something with their home, you know, and there's a whole network of people that are willing to help in this community. And I'm just so appreciative of that. So,
all right. And for those who wish to you know, help out like you have, do some volunteer work for
yes.
them. There will be plenty of people there Monday that can
talk about it. Of course, we'll have our pamphlets out there mm-hmm. that tell us, tell a little bit about our organization. Again, we've talked about this many times, and we really appreciate you, Jeff, and Terry allowing us to come on each time we hold an event and talk about it, because our biggest challenge is letting people know that we're here to help, and we want to help our veterans. As Carrie said, it's not when somebody gets deployed, if the family, because that can be so tough on the families that are left behind here, financially, you know, just getting things done to the house. You know, we've helped veterans with car repairs and things like this. So we have a network of over 300 people and organizations here that are more than willing to help. I mean, whenever a call goes out, it is unbelievable how quick the response is in this community. So as big as our network is and as good as that network is, there's still a lot of people that hadn't heard about us. As Carrie just said, mm-hmm. you know, when she came back, she heard about it from a friend of hers eventually, but didn't know about it. So that's why we want to get on the radio here, of course, and that's why we want people to know that we have this service available to them, this support group that's available to them, and we can help in any way. We're constantly getting bigger, but there are people that have a need out there that just don't know that we're there as a resource for them. So it's important that people know that we're here for them.
When it comes to offering services for the veterans or their families, are there any particular skill sets that you're looking for at this time? I know you've got, with over 300 volunteers, you've got something for everyone, but is there anything you're missing yet?
You know, we need anybody and everybody.
Okay.
You know, I mean, because the point is, whatever your skill set is, and that if that's mm-hmm. just showing up and helping us do one serve. Of our events, yeah, serve food or whatever. It doesn't have to be the manual labor. It doesn't have mm-hmm. to be tech labor or anything like that. Just be willing to help. If you're willing to help, we could use you. We have meetings every month, the second Tuesday of every month at the police station at 4:15. That's when our steering committee meets. You are all welcome to come to that meeting. You know, we have a core group of people that typically shows up, but we have new people that show up. And I'm going to really apologize ahead of time. I can't remember the gentleman's name, but he lives just outside of town, a veteran himself, that repairs electric wheelchairs for veterans. And he does this out of the goodness of his heart and because he has a skill. But he just became aware of our group, and now he's going to be part of it. So that's another resource that we have available for people. So, you know, anybody of any skill set, if you don't think you can do anything, heck, my wife doesn't even let me pick up a hammer. She knows, you know, I'm going to...
She knows you well.
I'm going to hurt myself, right? But you know, I help in other ways. So anybody that wants to be a part of our group, you don't have to be a veteran to be part of our group. And so just come and help if you want to.
All right. And once again, the event is it's free. It's open to the public.
Yeah,
it's coming up right after the Memorial Day services at Veterans Memorial Park. You'd be using the pavilion afterwards. One note about the pavilion. We just had Ray Osmond, who's been involved with Veterans Affairs for many, many years, a veteran himself, came in and said, somebody stole a bench.
Unbelievable.
Out there by the pavilion. If you see a gold bench, it's made of... cement, and it's very heavy. It would take two people to lift, but it was gold. They had just painted it. They had a plaque ready to go that was going to be placed on it, and somebody took it. Can you believe that?
That's crazy. Hopefully they bring it back.
If you see that, they just want it back. Yeah. They don't want to charge anyone or anything. They just want the thing back.
Well, so. Ray is part of our group,
mm-hmm.
too, has been from the beginning, and you know, we can't thank the people from the VFW, the Legion, the Auxiliary. They do so much for us.
Yeah, and they do a wonderful job of putting on the services every Memorial Day, and they've been doing it for many, many years.
Yeah, so they do.
All right. Thank you very much, Dana, Carrie.
Thank you
so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. And we wish you the best, not only Monday, but throughout the course of the year. Thanks
Great.
Again.
Thank you, Jeff.
So much.
From Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Campaign, that is Dana Graham and Carrie Peterson.